The weather front and center again. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The past 2 mornings, the coldest air of the season has finally arrived, and it's the coldest it's been since that record-breaking freeze that hit this past Easter.
Our first significant cold shot of the fall, and it came in kind of suddenly on us here, so it's a big change from what we've seen, but this has certainly been a year of extreme and unusual conditions.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Sam Herron in the Nashville office, and he says most everyone across Tennessee recorded freezing or below freezing temperatures the past couple of nights, and in a normal year, this killing frost comes a little late.
We have our average first autumn freeze usually in the last week of October. About October 28th is the date we have here for Nashville. So this is actually a little bit later than the normal, if you will, although some years it's been the end of November before we've seen freezing temperatures, whereas other years in the very start of October we've had some freezing temperatures.
Well, as far as row crop producers are concerned, this killing frost was welcomed, especially for soybean farmers who are trying to finish up harvest on those late planted beans. Gibson County producer Ken Lucky.
Beans that were in the bad drought conditions, when we finally got a rain, they put on a regrowth, and they haven't matured because they put on a regrowth. They tried to make some more beans, and it made them stay green longer than normally they do. They don't feed in the combine good, and then the moisture in them's too high. You get docked for that, and after we get this frost now, all we need is about 10 days of pretty weather.
Ken Lucky says he has about 600 acres of soybeans left to harvest, and for the most part, not very good yields as a result of that devastating drought and record temperatures that hit the southeast this summer. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.